You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm astrologer Hilary Scott, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans for the week ahead. Be sure and check back each week to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we have a whole whack of planets in Sagittarius, which is, it gives everything a very Sagittarian flavor. Saturn being there, so we have Venus, we have Mercury, we have Saturn and the Sun all right there in Sagittarius. So it gives, with Saturn, it really does give a kind of an import to everything that's going on. And Saturn, again, it can make things weighty, and it's been traveling through Sagittarius now for 2.5 years or so. So it's giving us kind of a review, with Mercury heading back over this terrain, it's giving us a review, kind of a final, we're like at a final going over of what we've learned in the past 2 years. And if you are a Sagittarian or a Gemini or any of the planets affect, or any of the signs affected by this, you're definitely going to feel like something big happened in the last couple of years, something very important, something, you know, life-changing or heavy, or maybe more responsibility with your career, or something went on that really upped your level of awareness of kind of the finiteness of life and responsibility, and maybe even dying. Whatever area it was probably a very somber, kind of difficult but liberating lesson, because the whole point is to find the truth with Sagittarius. So Saturn there, it's also very much finding the truth, even though it may feel the truth is kind of heavy and sad. Or like, you know, sometimes Saturn lessons can be very difficult and karmic. And so like you can learn, sometimes things can't be fixed. That's one thing I've learned from Saturn is some things are broken and you cannot fix them. Hillary, some things are broken and you cannot fix them. And that's kind of a hard lesson, it especially if you have Sagittarius in your chart, because you're very hopeful and optimistic and certain that things will always get better. So when Saturn comes along and says, hey, you know what? Sometimes you don't finish the book, or sometimes, you know, you don't end important things on a good note, or you don't figure things out. Sometimes things are broken and they can't be fixed. So that can be a pretty hard, pretty jagged little pill to swallow. So keep that in mind. It might be kind of a heavy time. It's not exactly like Sagittarius is very busy, busy, go, go, go energy. And with all the planets there, it's kind of like even more so like that. So with Saturn there too, there might be a burdensome feeling about all this busy, busy, go, go, go that you're doing. Like, I would just love to just stop going right now. I would love to just sit down and do nothing for weeks and weeks and weeks and see nobody and talk to nobody. That's the Saturn. But what really is going on is that I've got lots of obligations and responsibilities and people to visit and Christmas to host and letters to write, like just work to be done, so much to do, so rooms to be painted. So the reality is that also Saturn, the reality is that there's a lot to do and it's got to get done. So someone's got to do it. It's kind of a push-pull situation, because Sagittarius really does want to be free and unencumbered. That was just my little dog sneezing. He's kind of active behind me. So if you hear things, that's probably him being busy. He's a busy guy. So anyway, if you do feel like you have got a lot going on, Sagittarius enjoys lots going on. It enjoys travel and philosophy and kind of bigger picture ideas. So it can sometimes feel frustrated with like the busy little things that have to get done around this time of year. On the 12th, we have the Sun conjoining Mercury, and Mercury is backtracking. So the Sun is conjoining Mercury retrograde, and it's happening in at 21 degrees of Sagittarius. So it's, again, there's this real highlight on understanding what went down in the last little while in your life. It's important that you are able to kind of get what's going on and see back and reflect and like just really, you know, take notes, write a little letter to yourself. Dear me, this is what went on between, you know, 2015 and 2017. And this is what I learned. And I think that that would be very helpful for kind of wrapping up this sort of energy of the times. Because Saturn, after being in Sagittarius, it's about to go into Capricorn. And when it goes into Capricorn, it's a whole different energy, a whole different ballgame. And it'll be the beginning signs of, or beginning degrees of Capricorn. So it'll give you kind of a glimpse of what's ahead when it goes on the 19th. So that's just a week away. So this is the last week of Saturn kind of teaching us the lessons of Sagittarius. So try and keep track of that. On the 15th, when the moon is in Sagittarius, Mercury will be conjoining Venus in Sagittarius. So again, all these energies are kind of fusing together this week. And with joining Venus like that in Sagittarius, again, in review, you might very much run into someone from the past, connect with people from the past, or have, you know, remembrances of relationships. Maybe dreams will come up, or thoughts and ideas about relationships from the past. Things that need to get sorted can often get sorted with that Mercury retrograde energy, and also found. So maybe you lost somebody, or maybe you lost something, and you can, something that you value can, with, it's not un, like, I find stuff all the time in Mercury retrograde. So something that you value could come back to you. And that's happening on Friday. On the 16th, right before the new moon in Sagittarius, we have the sun trining Uranus. So that's a day of like a fiery idea kind of day that will help you, you know, it could bring you genius ideas, things that you need to know. It'll help you kind of liberate yourself in a way that is actually, you know, helpful to you. So not just destructive liberation, but like maybe you, like for instance, I've been invited to the neighborhood Christmas party and we just moved here, so I don't know any of these people. This is a very like small example. And I want to go because I want to be friendly and I want to meet people, but this other really reclusive Capricorn Scorpio kind of energy I have doesn't want to go and finds it kind of stressful to even have to think of going. But with that, having that day being sun trine Uranus, I'll probably feel kind of social, and it'll probably, it indicates that being social and meeting new and interesting and different people, stepping outside of my comfort zone, will bring me lucky situations. So Saturday, do that. Step outside of your comfort zone. Put yourself into circumstances that are new and interesting. Meet interesting people. Do what you can to kind of shake up the norm. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised on the 16th, a Saturday. On the 17th, we have the new moon in Sagittarius. So again, very much like all this Sagittarian energy is very pronounced right now. So it would be, you know, good to make sure that you write down what your, because it's an initiating energy as well, right? So make sure that you write down what your goals are for the month ahead, or even the year ahead, or at least for the next 6 months. Make sure that you really understand what's going on. I think that's just so important right now, is to understand what's kind of going on around you. Make sure you're really paying attention. With the new moon in Sagittarius, it could bring new adventures into your life. It could bring education, travel, interesting people, foreigners, or having luck in relations and in business with people from other lands, which is so easy nowadays. Nowadays, we can totally connect with people from all over the world, which is what I love most about my job, is meeting people from everywhere and connecting with people from everywhere. It just makes us, I don't know, realize that we are all one and we're from the same planet. We're all earthlings. So countries and boundaries and borders like that make no sense when we're all living on planet Earth and we're all here together. So Sagittarian is very optimistic and buoyant, and can release you from what was maybe a very ponderous, difficult, just a difficult time. It can be joyous, although truth-seeking energy that can be quite shocking. So still mixed together with the energy from Jupiter in Scorpio, there's still going to be all year long this sort of exposés, like people coming out with stuff you just can't believe. Although by the end of the year, we'll be so used to hearing it all that of course we can believe it. We'll believe, like, there's probably even worse stuff to come forward. So just realize that it's good if you've been living a life of authenticity and openness and being just who you are and not having secrets and, you know, a double life kind of situation or things, you know, that are eating away at you, like an addiction or something that you just try to ignore all this time, like smoking. You just keep smoking again and again. And you know, like maybe you've got like a bad cough by now and things are starting to obviously show you that smoking's bad for you and you just kind of push it away, push it away. That can't happen with all this Jupiter and Scorpio and Sagittarian energy. The truth of the matter and how bad it is will come to the surface so that you will make a move. The truth has to come out. So that's kind of a good thing, even though it can be a difficult thing also with Sagittarian energy. It's all for the greater good and it's all for the evolution and liberation of each of us. So keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that just being authentic, and if you've been that way, which I imagine you have been, then you don't have anything to worry about. It's just kind of more deeper levels of understanding that are just kind of exciting to get to, if you ask me. So that's it. That is the major stuff going on for this week. Next week, we have Saturn moving into Capricorn and the winter solstice. So that's going to be interesting stuff to talk about. But for now, that's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at hilaryscott.com or the Everyday Astrology Podcast. Many blessings.